In the beginning, there was only the Aether and the Keepers. Among them were two beings who would later be known by many names. One would be known as Dr. Monty, and the other as the Shadow Man. One day, the Keepers began crafting a device known as the Summoning Key. It would allow them to manipulate the Aether. Holding the power to alter reality, they use it to create Agatha. The Keepers soon master the ability to travel between different dimensions and discover an alternate one known as the Dark Aether. Some Keepers begin experimenting with the Dark Aether, which corrupts and corrodes their souls. Amongst these Keepers is the Shadow Man. The corrupted Keepers then create the Aether Pyramid, a device capable of absolute power. A divide forms between them and the Keepers untainted by darkness, and soon enough, war breaks out. After some time, facing defeat, the corrupted Keepers decide to hide the Aether Pyramid on a moon within one of their newly discovered dimensions, and after banishing the corrupted Keepers to the Dark Aether beneath creation, the remaining Keepers take on the role of Guardians. Now trapped in the Dark Aether, over eons, the corrupted Keepers begin to contort and evolve, eventually looking nothing like their former selves. They become the Apothicons. Their desire, above all else, was to one day return to Agatha. In 5 AD, the Apothicons discover a planet called Earth. Knowing this planet has a gateway to Agatha, they send down meteors of element 115, believing that one day humanity would use it to wage war against themselves, opening a rift that would allow the Apothicons to escape the Dark Aether. Over 1,000 years later in 1292, their prediction comes to life. As humanity discover element 115, they free the Apothicons, causing the start of the Great War. As the war between humanity and the Apothicons wages on, a knight known as Pablo Marinus is saved from the clutches of Amargwar by 4 unknown heroes. These heroes would later become known as Primus. After 7 whole years of fighting in 1299, together with the Keepers and humanity, Primus finally defeats the Apothicons, bringing the Great War to an end. Before they seemingly disappear from history, Primus instructs the Wolf King, who led his knights into the war, to begin building the castle of Dur Isendraka. And so, the castle is built, and as 18 years pass in 1318, the Wolf King is killed in a separate battle by bow and arrow. Honouring his dying request, his loyal servant Arthur scatters his bones around the grounds of Dur Isendraka, accompanied by his wolf. A day after this, Arthur was then teleported by temporal rifts to Resolution 1295, in 2025 Angola. Hundreds of years then go by where all is calm, until 1885, where a blacksmith named Jebediah Brown was living in a mining town in the Old West called Purgatory Point. The mines contained element 115, and soon started to affect anyone who went down there. One day, a miner named Clines Farnsworth entered the mine, stayed down there for 10 days, and when he came back up, he was changed. He was like a feral animal, rabid and carnivorous, his eyes emitting a red light. Clive had become zombified. The first home Clive stumbled upon was Jebediah's mother's, and as she went outside to meet him, Clive ripped her throat out. The townsfolk then shot Clive dead and laid Jebediah's mother to rest. Curious to see the blue rock, needing answers, Jeb headed down into the mines himself. On April the 19th, after spending days in the mine, Jebediah had a vision. Two angels came down from the heaven. They told him he needs to be ready, to prepare for what was coming. They asked him to build a machine, a pack-a-punch machine, and after building it, people went far and wide to upgrade their weapons. 2 months later, Jebediah had another vision. The two angels returned, this time asking him to create an Agathan device. The Agathan device had 3 counterparts, the blood of an elder god found at the bottom of the ocean, an elemental shard created by forging 4 human souls to a rock of element 115, and a metallic vessel. Jebediah wasn't able to acquire the blood or forge the shard, but being a blacksmith, he was able to make the vessel. After crafting it, all the townsfolk began to succumb to the effects of element 115. They started acting crazy, having visions and paranoia. Jebediah also feared the disease had consumed him, and after going to visit his mother in the cemetery, he decided to dig her up. He took her back to the town and put her body inside of the pack-a-punch machine, hoping it would bring her back. However, she vanished, and suddenly before his eyes, a spirit that looked just like her appeared in front of him. Only she was way younger and now floated around the house playing the piano. After this, the angels returned to Jeb one last time, asking him to upgrade the vessel he built using the pack-a-punch machine, and when he did this, the very next day, the old mining town, along with its people, were teleported to Angola in the year 2025, by a temporal rift caused by the fracturing of the earth in the future. Jebediah and the remaining townsfolk were killed by the undead shortly after. Many years later in 1908, a meteor containing element 115 crashes near the Tunguska River in Siberia. In 1931, after a large deposit of element 115 is found near Breslau, Germany, a German scientist named Dr. Ludwig Maxis was sent to investigate and, when he arrives there, decides to form Group 935, an experimental organisation dedicated to the study of element 115. He sets up the Dresse facility in Breslau, swearing to use the newly discovered element to improve the human condition by developing advanced technologies. A few years later, Maxis's daughter Samantha is born, her mother dies during childbirth. Dr. Maxis invites Dr. Edward Richthofen, also known as Ultimus Richthofen, to join Group 935, and although Richthofen agrees, he is secretly acting on behalf of the Illuminati's interests. In 1937, the Imperial Japanese Army discover meteor fragments of 115 in a swamp within Japanese territories. With this, they decide to build the Rising Sun facility to continue research, and a group called Division 9 is created to oversee its operation. At the same time, the United States government also discovered deposits of element 115 at Groom Lake in Nevada. By 1939, Maxis and Richthofen started working on the first teleportation experiments with a matter transference prototype. The experiments were unsuccessful. The subjects were teleported, but their chemical composition was altered, leaving them catatonic and changed. Using element 115, Maxis and Richthofen decided to resurrect one of the teleported corpses. Initially, it obeyed them, but soon became rabid and attacked, and so the test subject was euthanized. At this time, Richthofen also began development of the Wunderwaffe DG2. In the same year, Maxis turned to the Reichstag and the Nazi Party for additional funding. They agreed to his request, expressing interest in Group 935's weapon research, teleportation technology, and the reanimated undead subjects to help the Nazis win the war. In the meantime, Richthofen and Schuster continued working on teleportation and successfully teleported a walnut. This result, however, failed to impress Maxis, who revealed to Richthofen that Group 935 would soon be funded by Nazi Germany. Richthofen worried this would lead to mass defections, and so he decided to continue the experiments with Schuster behind the back of Maxis. In the early 1940s, Richthofen and Schuster conducted the first human teleportation test. Richthofen was so confident in its success that he volunteered himself. But instead of teleporting straight back to the mainframe, he was teleported to the moon, where he encountered the Ether Pyramid, hidden here by the Apothicans many years before. He decided to call it the MPD. While inspecting the device, Richthofen was electrocuted and began hearing the many voices of corruption in his head. One of those was the Shadow Man. The device then teleported him to a jungle in the Himalayas, known as Shangri-La, where he was worshipped by the natives who built an altar in his name. This was where Richthofen encountered the focusing stone for the first time, a piece of 115, and now corrupted by the Dark Aether, he was gradually driven insane by an obsession to reach Golgotha. A few weeks later, Richthofen returned to Dresse with a plan to build a station on the moon called Griffin Station. At this time, he also renounced his involvement with the Illuminati. When asked how he could abandon his obligation to the Order, he said Teddy was a liar, and frustrated with Maxis's alignment with Germany, other disgruntled Group 935 scientists decided to join Richthofen's cause, assisting him to construct Griffin Station. Several months later, Maxis instructs his assistant Sophia to write a letter to the Reichstag High Command requesting additional funding, stating that Group 935 lacked not only the funding, but sufficient volumes of 115 as well. And in response to his request, Nazi Germany created two new facilities for Group 935 in Berlin. They were known as the Kino Facility, a repurposed theatre, and the Asylum Facility at the Wittenau Sanatorium. Also, as per Germany's request, the Imperial Japanese Army handed over the Rising Sun Facility to Group 935, leaving them and Division 9 to work together. Group 935 continued to grow, and it was at this time they established two more facilities, one in Siberia near the Tunguska River, and a research facility at Dreisendracker Castle that they called Eagle's Nest. In 1941, a Russian soldier named Nikolai Belensky discovers his wife is killed during the German advance into the Soviet Union, while his brother is killed in the Battle of Stalingrad. In an effort to numb his pain, he turns to vodka. By 1942, at just 8 years old, in order to keep her company, Maxis gives his daughter Samantha a pregnant dog named Fluffy. Also at this time, Griffin Station was complete. Richthofen appointed Dr. Groff as lead scientist and tasked him and Schuster to discover new ways to power the MPD. At the same time, Richthofen completed his prototype of the Wunderwaffe DG2, while at the Rising Sun facility, Maxis develops the ray gun, with Dr. H. Porter working on a second generation model. In May of 1942, after Group 935's employees returned from a recovery mission in Africa, Richthofen reports that they found a number of artifacts from an old Western American town buried underground. Among the artifacts and documents recovered was a piece of the pack-a-punch machine from Jebediah.